note and no one can read them. Everything.
Dr. Berman and Mr. Berman. Okay, we left off yesterday trying to figure out what exactly Rabbi Akiva was talking about when he said that Im Zomer not Meshamer Al Pi Atzmon, because maybe we can ask Potter. So already Tosfos Rid highlighted for us the basic kasha that's been bothering us for the last 2 days, is that how can we even discuss maybe we can ask Potter in light of the fact that it was already Hados Edim? I mean, every case of Edim Zomer is presupposing they're already Edim HaMazimen. So once they're Edim that come and testify against you, it's not even shach to begin to be Moedim. So Rashi came to the rescue, not putting the person into another Beis Din, again, whatever that means. Tzelos of Shmuel, we spoke a lot about yesterday. So at the end of the Shia, we began to introduce this idea from Rav Naftali, from the Granat. Rav Naftali takes a step back and he says, I'll explain to you exactly what's going on, why we're not so worried about the fact that there were Edom or Meir. Yes, it's true, we know Lamaisa, there were Edom or Meir. We know we got the chronology wrong, but that doesn't really interest us, particularly in the realm of Edom and Zomim. Why is that? Says Rav Tal, the Medav Amamurim, that you can't be Moida after Edom, that's when the Edom are made against you. If the Edom are saying, you stole and you shechted the animal, so I can't turn around 5 minutes later and say, I'm the biggest tzaddik, listen to me, Moida Kanaas Potter, forget it, the Edom already beat you to the punch. But in the case of Edom Zomim, argues Rav Naftali, the Edom are not really talking to you. They're not interested in you. They're not out to get you. Maybe they are, but that's not, Api Alocha, they're not. Api Alocha, the Edom are not being made against you. The Edom are being made on the case, in the sense of they're disqualifying the ability of you to serve as Edom in this particular case. But the Edom of the Edom is not geared v'chayev you moment, v'chayev you nisal, v'chayev you malchus. They're not Edom ha-mechayevim. The Edom ha-mazimin. The role of the Edom ha-mazimin is they create a status, a chaleshem of Edom zeremin. Once they have succeeded in declaring you to be Edom zeremin, they do with makabah their Edos, and the gzeres ha-kosov of asisim lo kicks in. So Beis Din is now responsible to mete out the appropriate consequences of being labeled as an Eid Zeymin. But it is not a direct correlation. It's not normally you have Eidim who are going against the Nidoin. I'm being made that this guy shechted somebody's cow. I'm being made this guy is my honest, this girl. So once I'm made against him, he can't open around, turn around and say, I'm made. That's a meaningless statement. But Kozman, that there was no Hadar against them, so then the person is perfectly free to still be Moida. Im Kain, says Rav Naftali, if that's the way to answer the Tosfos Ritz Kasha, that the Gemara in Meruba about Eidos preceding Hodor is meaningless in the Sugi of Edom Zeremin for this reason, so then why the necessity to move it to a second Beis Din? Keep it in the same Beis Din. Why does Rashi have to complicate matters? Keep it in the same Beis Din. Have the Edom come and testify first. Have the person be Moida afterwards. That's great, that's no problem. You could have a whole door after Eidos, because Eidos of Edom HaMazim was not an Eidos against the Nidain. Says Rav Naftali, no. The reason why you have to take it out of the other Beis Din, out of the first Beis Din, for a technical reason. Namely, if Beis Din just heard Eidos about something, so they're not going to bother listening to the whole door about it. It's just not because there's no halach of Meidah B'Kenas Potter, just because Eidos, whole door has to be meaningful. Whole door has to be something that Beis Din's ears are open to. Beis Din number one is not bothering listening anymore. They already heard the story. They already know that the guy is Edom Zeremin. They already heard that there's Hazaba. So when the guy walks in and he starts to tell you a story about that, oh, by the way, I'm an Edom Zeremin, it doesn't mean anything to them. So they just close the door. We're not interested. We have other things to do. Beis Din is very, very busy. We have prosbuls to write. We got a tovus chaloms to take care of. We got a tovus to darms to do. We got a lot of other things on our agenda. We don't have time to listen to stories that we already know. So therefore, cold mind that it's in the same basin that we just heard an Eidus a moment ago, we're not going to bother even listening to the Hodah. But once we come to another basin, well, they never heard the Eidus, so they don't really know anything, the second basin. So the second basin are all ears. Aye, there was already an Eidus beforehand. No, there wasn't, says Rav Naftali. There was no Eidus beforehand, because the Eidus beforehand was not an Eidus against the Nidah. That's Rav Naftali's vart in this sugya. Questions? How did Rav Naftali know that he's right? How did he know that the essence of Edom Zeremin is not that the Edom are being made against the Nidon? That's already a loaded question. It goes way beyond the Kama Dafei. That's the Makasha. That's the Edom Zeremin Shaila. How do you know that's true? That the role of the Edom HaMazimin are not anti-Nidon? How do you know that the role of Edom HaMazimin are really just speaking in the Welterein, speaking ba'avir, they're speaking in the loft in the air. Beis Din, Poskim, Shehem, Edom Zayimim, and then Memeila Beis Din Manishan. How do you know that all of this is happening? How do you know it's not a direct cause and effect, Edom being made against an Edom? So says the Tolia, prove it to you. Here's the Lomdash Shaila. Every Lomdash, I'm going to stick a Shaila for the fifth graders who are learning Mesechus Nachas for the first time. Torah says, Edom, Amed Edi Sheker, they're proven to be Edom Zemimin, and then they're punished. That model of cause and effect, I did something wrong, and now there's a punishment meted out to me. So that's a very similar model. That's a very common model. We have it all the time. Because B'chal Shabbos, Chayav Skila, he's Hergeth and Nefesh, he's Chayav Hereg. A person, Tavech HaMoicher, he's an Einish of Pein Gal Vehei. So the model of doing something wrong, doing an Aveira, and then that resulting in a Dintar and ultimately an Onesh, that's a very, very common model. Is that what's going on in Edom Zayman? Is that the parish of Edom Zayman? That the Aveira is what? What's the name of the Aveira? What Aveira did they violate? Well, that's not an Aveira. Edish Shekel, Asana B'rech Edish Shekel, right? They were made, they violated their Seres Dibris. So just as you have this Chilul Shabbos, so that carries with it an Einish of Skila, you have a Ganav, carries with it an Einish moment of Kefel, so too, Edish Shekel carries with it an Onesh of Kasha Zomam. Okay, is that the same model, that the Kasha Zomam is really the Onesh that fits the crime of Losana? What's Pshat? No. There is no connection, there is no correlation between the Kasha Zomam and the fact that they violated Edish Shekel. The fact that they violated Shekel, that's true. In Shemayim, they violated the Seres Nibus, that's true. They violated Tebel Aveira. Kasha Zomam is not the Onesh for the Aveira of Edish Shekel. Kasha Zomam is a what? It's not an Onesh, but it's a what? It's a. Just say it, come on. It's a din. It's a halacha. It's a din. That if and when a person happens to be an Eid Zayman, the din is Kasha Zomam. But the Kasha Zomam is not the teres einish for the etzem ha'aveir of Eidu Sheker. Kasha Zomam is the outcome of once a person gets that title, once he gets that, wears that hat of being called an Eid Zayman. Again, in order to get that hat, he had to give Eidu Sheker, there had to be Eidu Ha'mazim, there had to be the Beizim, there had to be the whole nine yards. But once we have to paskid that he has a shame gab of an Eid Zayman, then the male of the teres says, Kasha Zomam lasas lachas. So Kasha Zomam is not the teres einish. Lechora, that's what Rav Tali's Nakuda depends upon. Namely, if you view Kasha Zomam as just a plain and simple onesh for the Aveira, so then the role of the Edom is to identify this person to the Aveira, so they're made and based in no different than the Edom or made, you and Michal Shabbos. They point a finger of accusation at him. You and Michal Shabbos, here's your onesh, Skila. You were Gene V'tevich HaMocher, here's your onesh, pay kefal, paying dal v'hei. You were made Edish Sheker. Here's your Einis Kasha Zomam. If that's the case, that Kasha Zomam is not all that different than the other Onshim in the Torah, then Reb Naftali's Pshat is not correct. Then the whole Lomdus of Reb Naftali's Pshat falls by the wayside. Reb Naftali's whole Pshat is hinging upon the fact that the role of the Kasha Zomam is not the Teres Einish for the Aveira, and there is no point of finger, there is no accusation, there's no blame being pointed at the Edom Zomam and saying, you guys did Aveira X and therefore here's your punishment. No, that's not the Pshat. The Kasha Zomam is not the Teres Onesh, and the Edom are not pointing a finger of accusation. This is a procedure that's taking place that the Edom are identifying that they are called Edom Zomimim. The Torah declares an Edom Zomim is now Shayach to the Pasha of Kasha Zomam, but it's not that direct line of accusation, of finger pointing, of blame, as other areas of Halacha. So, is he right or not, Rav Naftali? Is Kasha Zomam an Einish for the Eid Sheker or not? Anyone have any idea what a Raya is? Anyone here learn Perek Meruba? Any idea? What if Beis Din knows absolute certain that a person was made Eid Sheker? There's not a latest suffix in the mind that the two Edom were made Eid Sheker. But it happens to be that it wasn't through the vehicle of Kasha Zomam. There was no Imanu HaYisem, there was no second set of Edom, there was nothing. But Beis Din knows beyond the shadow of a doubt the Edom aligned. It could be hard to pull off, but I'm going to give you a case in a second. what would the din be? What should the din be? What do you think that depends on? What should the din be? Edim, the Edim have been proven 1,000% to be Edim HaShakranim. Should we give them Kasha Zom or not? What do you think? What do you think it depends on? If you hold, let's hear. No? If we hold an Onesh, so if we know that they did the Avera, so we know they did the Avera. We should give them the Onesh. But if you hold that, what? Let's talk it out. If you hold that it's not really an Onesh, what is it? It's just a din that's only Toyface on who? On an Eid Zomim. What's meant Eid Zomim? What's the definition of Eid Zomim? Someone who reached the point of being known as an Eid Sheker through the vehicle of Imanu HaYisem. If you didn't meet that criteria being who's on my date, Imanu HaYisem, so you don't get the title of Eid Zomim. You're called an Eid Sheker, but you're not called an Eid Zomim. So that should be the litmus test. If I can construct a scenario where Beis Din has no latest asafik that the person's an Eid Sheker, if we end up meeting out the punishment of Kasha Zomim, that will be a proof positive that Kasha Zomim is really an Einish for Eid Sheker, and if and when we know it's Eid Sheker, that's the din. But if the halach is going to be not that way, the halach is going to be that we're not going to meet out the punishment, so that's proof positive that the Onesh was never for the punishment of the Aveir in the first place. It was just the Kayim Adin Shal Kasha Zomim, and Kasha Zomim was never Mekuyim because it wasn't Derech Imanu Yisem. So the Gemara says the Feirish the following din. What's the halacha? Two Edim walk in the Beis Din, and they say that Reuven killed Shimon on Tuesday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in New York. Reuven killed Shimon, and then you won't believe what happens. You know what happens? Shimon walks in. Here I am. Baruch Abba, Tchis HaMeisim. Shimon walks in. Does Beis Din have even a latest asafik that the Edom are lying? I mean, short of Tchis HaMeisim, there's not even a latest asafik. Says the Gemara Meruba, we know 1,000,000% sure that Reuven did not kill Shimon. The Edom are Edom Shakranim Legamrei. And we're about to meet out to them. Basisim Lekash Hazom Amasos Liyachim. You know what the Gemara says? Stop. You can't do that. You cannot apply Kasha Zomim to them. Maybe Malchus, maybe no, that's another story. Lavshim, but Ma'aseh Lavshim didn't listen to this basin. You can pilpul, but Kasha Zomim nisht. Why not? Why not Kasha Zomim? We know that they're liars. Cezer and Otoli, because they're not Zomimin. Cezer and Otoli, they violated Losana to the same extent as the Adam Zomim. What's the answer? Who cares? What? They're not what? They're not Zomim. He's saying with such conviction, he must be a descendant from Reuven Naphtali, to learn in Radin, they're not Zomim. They violated Losana with absolute certainty. Say it again. But they're not Zomim. There we go. He's got it down pat. I got the Nusach, got the Yeshivish lingo. They're not Zomim. Zakhtab Naphtali, since it's clear for the Gemara, once again, they're not Zomim. Therefore, you see that the role of the Edom was never really to point the finger of blame at them in the first place. So it was never Chal and Edus against these fellas. Once there was never an Eidus against these guys, the din that you can't be Maida after an Eidus doesn't kick in, and therefore that's the reason why Rashi had no problems with the Eidim subsequently saying, we were Eidim Zomim, and that's fine, even though there was an Eidus against them already. That's okay, because there was never really an Eidus against them. The only reason why we had to put it into the second basin and couldn't keep it in the first basin was pure logistical problem, because basin doesn't list the stories that they already know the answer to. That's the Biran Rashi. So, you guys can decide who you want. Rashi said something. There's no question Rashi moved the case. Rashi moved it out of one basin into the second basin. We don't know whether Rashi moved it out based on the Ktsois of yesterday. We don't know whether Rashi moved it out based on Rav Shmuel of yesterday. Or we're not sure whether Rashi moved it out based on the Rav Naphtali of today. Three G'dayle G'ayne Eilu over the last 150, 200 years, from the Ktsais to Reb Shmuel to the Reb Naphtali, three different Biurim as to what the significance of this Rashi is all about. There's no difference in the Aveira. What's the difference if I made an Eid Sheker? What's the difference whether it was proven that it was a Sheker based on Imanu Yisem or based on the fact Bohar Baraglov? It's the same Aveira. But it's the same Aveira. You're like Kirsch. Like, to the Nazarimim. So by calling it the Kasha Zomim, what in effect you're saying is that it's not for the Aveiros Losana. It's because they had a Chel Hashem of Edom Zomim, which is exactly what he's saying. So you're on our team. You're with us. Good. Okay. See, in T-Neck, we're all on the same boat. What? Well, welcome to the club. Okay. Good. It's Bergenfield. Okay, everybody say, back to that story. So everything we've been talking about for the last 3 days is assuming that we're moving from Beis Din 1 to Beis Din 2. comes a group of Rishonim. It appears in the Tosfos Shanz, and it's quoted in the Tosfos Rabbeinu of Peretz also as a Yesh Omrim, that we have it wrong. I don't remember if I put it on the Maamar Kamos. Put the Rabbeinu of Peretz on the Maamar Kamos.
Number 8.
So not there.
Just says it.
Okay. Right. Just for those who want to take a look. Okay. So, on the Phantom 8 of the Maamar Kamos, both the Rabbeinu of Peretz quotes this, the Tosfos Shanz quotes this idea, that no. The same Beis Din. The same exact Beis Din. We don't have to move the Beis Din for anything. I give out Keshrigan to tell you Ritz Kasha. What happened to what, Rabbi Sainu? What happened to the Gemara in Meruba? That implies that of the Edom are made first. It's a done deal. Say these Rishayim, say these Bali Atosis. The Medvar Mamurim, that it's a done deal. That an Edus is now going to prevent any subsequent Hodah. That's only if this is all being initiated by the who? What was the key word anyone saw? Anyone looked at the Rabbeinu Peretz? By the Teveya. Anyone saw? No one saw the Rabbeinu Peretz? No. No one looked it up? No one has it in the back of the Gemara or the Tosfim? In the Kovitz. So what did he say? Didn't he say this? Did I just make this up? You have it in the back of the Gemara? Where did that be? Too big a mars. Too big. Where are we? So Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't explain it. He just says, okay, he gives the Okimta, but he doesn't explain the Lumdus. He quotes that, Masha Pirish Vahodu Bevezen Ache Bechinam Nakte, Tehua Din Diyase Bezen Atzla Shehuzmu, Kos Masha Nishchayv L'Shalam D'Mahani Oda Osam. He doesn't explain to you why. So on the bottom, he probably tells you, Kach Tam Betos HaShans, Betos HaMachis. Yeah, okay, fine. Okay, so the Tos HaShans in Machis fills in what Rabbeinu Peretz is missing here. Comes to Tosfos Shanz and says that it's in the same Beis Din. So what happened to the Gemara in later on that once the Edom are made, it's too late? No, that's only true if the Teveya brought in those Edom. So the Teveya brought in the Edom, and the case has been officially started. Once it's been initiated, is a goddess Edos based on the command, by the demand of the Teveya, that is going to prevent any future Hodos. Says the Tosfos Shanz and tells Rabbeinu Peretz by extension that never happened here. There never was a Teveya Sativeya. There's no Teveya here yet. The guy who they claimed broke the window, he's not even listening. He's not even Olam Adas that he should turn around and be the Teveya. So meanwhile, their Edom were being made. There's a Din Torah that's playing out in Beis Din, but Kol Zman there wasn't a Teveya against the Edom Zayimim, but Teres Teveya, the case hasn't started against them. Kol Zman the case hasn't started against them, and maybe they could still be made. So say these Rishonim, it's not a question of whether Edom or not. That's not what prevents the Hodah. What prevents the Hodah is the beginning of the case. A case is initiated by the other Baal Din. If the other Baal Din is not being Teveya yet, so then there's no Hodah against them. That's the Mahalach that's given by these Rishonim. Why didn't everybody else say this? Why have we been saying the last 3 days moving it into the second base? Why didn't Rashi have this? So the answer is because other Rishonim, such as Tosfos later on in the Masechta, put it on the Maamar Kamos, Tosfos writes that the entire sugya of Hodas Baal Din, the entire sugya of Moed B'Kenas Potter, only makes sense when there's a Teveya. Means when somebody Teveya you, and then you're Moedah, that's the parasha of Moed B'Kenas. If I walk the Beis Din, mamish in a vacuum, in the middle of nowhere and I say something, it doesn't even, Beis Din doesn't open the case. I walk to the Beis Din, I have something to tell you, I have a secret to tell the Beis Din. I was Tevech Umaycher. Beis Din says, we don't know who you are, there's no case pending against you. What you just said doesn't mean anything. We'll see what happens in a week from now. And if and when a Tevech comes, so then the case starts, and that's not called Hodah. That's not a Hodah. And if the Tevech brings an Edom first, I'm going to have to pay. So come the other Rishonim and say, you can't take the Tevech out of the case. the Tosfos shines that those who have been in Paris are trying to take the Teveh out of the case in order to enable the whole door to be effective, even though there were Eidim already. The other Mishnah would respond, once you take the Teveh out of the case, then there's no Sukkim Mad Vekas Potter altogether. Then the whole Rabbi Akiva doesn't make any sense. So you're guilty of overkill. So that's the reason why the other Mishnah didn't want to go down that route. So I'll go upon him. Again, we have Rashi's Mahalach, where Rashi is very comfortable moving this to the second Beis Din for either Tzitzis Mahalach, or Shmuel's Mahalach, or Tzitzis Mahalach. Then you have this minority view in Rishonim, these days in Tosfos, that are saying, no, keep it at the same days, then it's fine, no problem. Don't be worried the fact that there was Eidus, because the Eidus didn't register because it wasn't with the Teveya. And the other Rishonim is saying, no, that cannot be the case. Of course there was a Teveya. If there's no Teveya, then we don't even have a Sugya to learn in the first place. But Rabbi Say, the one who started this whole ball rolling, the one who got us into trouble 3 days ago, who was the force behind moving the case, who was it? Which Rishon? Which was the Rishon who discovered the Gemara in Meruba? That one says Eidus and then there's no more Hadar? Who was that Rishon? Tosfos Rid. So the Tosfos Rid himself does not want to move it to a second Beis Din. So the Tosfos Rid says, I'll tell you what the real answer to this question is. It's very, very simple. This is what Avi's going to come in now, right? You're going to tell me what you told me yesterday. I want a case of Moda Be'edim Zemerman. Give me a case. So Gaval, there must be Eidim HaMazim in here. What does the Tosfos Rit say? Are there necessarily Eidim HaMazim in here? What's the answer? No Eidim HaMazim in here. Give me a case. Two Eidim walk at the base and then say, Reuven killed Shimon. And then 5 minutes later, what do they say? Oh, we're just kidding. Sorry, we weren't really there. We couldn't have really said this. We're really Eidim Zomimin. There were no Eidim HaMazim in yet. They're made there. That they were an iman who eats them in a sense. Then maybe they were not in the right place at the right time. So let's leave out Misa. Let's give it back to Mammon. So two Eidim walk to Beis Din and say that Reuben broke Shimon's window. And Beis Din's about to make Reuben pay the money. And then the same Eidim walk in 2 minutes later and say, you know, sorry guys, Eidim Zomen Anachnu. We weren't really there. The whole thing was an iman who eats them. We weren't really present. We couldn't be made anyway. Al zeh Omer Rabbi Akiva. To this Rabbi Akiva says the Tosfos Rid, what? Maida what? Maida b'knasas potter. Since Eidim Zomen is a Maida b'knas, it's a knas, so therefore Maida b'knasas potter. That was a big break to Rabbi Akiva. There is no second Beis Din. There's no even set of second Eidim yet. The whole thing that bothered Rashi and the Tosfos Rid, the Peretz, and the Tosfos Shans, and the Rebbe Tolles, and Maiselach, that forced us to put it into the second Beis Din was because, hey, there were Eidim already, says the Tosfos Rid, there weren't any Eidim yet. There were no Eidim yet. It's a problem. What's the problem with this Hakimta? They're being molded. They're saying, we are saying that the Eidus that we gave is potentially a type of an Eidus that could create a shame Eidim Zomen. Okay, so what is he really asking? Okay, so let's see if we can formulate this properly. Moda b'knas potter seems to be the only reason why the fellow's potter over here. What would that indicate to us? That what if you disagreed with Rabbi Akiva? What if you believe that Eim Zomen is not a what? Is not a knas? It sounds like it would be chayiv. Whatever case Rabbi Akiva was talking about. Now again, Rashi's case is to the second Beis Din, but according to Tosfos Rid, that we're keeping it now in this Beis Din. So wait a second. If you're keeping it in this Beis Din proper, and it's only Rabbi Akiva's breakthrough that Moed B'Knas is Potter, that implies that in the worldview of the Rabbanon, you would talk about b'chayiv. What's the problem with this case? Eidim walk at the Beis Din and they say, we saw Reuven break Shimon's window. And then 5 minutes later they come and they say, no, it's not true. We didn't see Reuven break Shimon's window. What's the problem with that statement? What's the impediment to that second statement? What kind of a problem do you have here? You have a Kevich Higit issue on your hands. said, how in the world can Adam walk into Beis Din 5 minutes later into the same Beis Din and testify that an Eidus that they just said was an Eidus Sheker? They don't have the kach to do that. Kevin Shehigid prevents them from saying that. So the Chora, isn't the reason why they're potter? Because this Beis Din doesn't even listen to the second story. Nothing to do with maybe can ask potter. Nothing to do with maybe keeping the Rabbanon. The reason why the second statement is doesn't register is because it's the Kevin Shehigid problem. So the Chora, the case is really still a ploy. That's the reason why all the Rishonim didn't want to give that case. That case is no good. That case is overkill. The second Adam aren't believed, nothing to do with Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanim, they're not believed because it came to Shehigid. So what did the Tzitzis Rid, what was he driving at? How did the Tzitzis Rid overcome Kevin Shehigid? So perhaps one could suggest that Kevin Shehigid means that the Beis Din is not going to listen to the second story vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-vis the Nidon himself. That means if I walk into Beis Din and I say, Reuven broke Shimon's window, and then 5 minutes later I say Reuven didn't, Beis Din's still going to make him chayev. Beis Din's not going to take into consideration my chazarif me'edusi as it relates to the original nidain. That's what Kevin Shehigid means. But it doesn't mean Beis Din's ears are closed. It doesn't mean Beis Din's not listening and not registering hayat kodesh. Everyone, they're writing everything. The court stenographer is writing down every single word. So even though 5 minutes ago I said Reuven broke Shimon's window, and now I'm saying, no, Reuven didn't break Shimon's window, and I was an Eidzoimim in effect, even though I didn't say Huzamli Bebeis Din, because there was no second set of Eidim yet. That's the whole goal of the Tosfos Rid, is to avoid the bringing in the second set of Eidim. So even though according to the Tosfos Rid, there's no second set of Eidim, and everything is now my word against my word, apparently the Tosfos Rid is understanding that the Beis Din will listen to my second statement, not Klape the Nidon, but Klape me. And therefore it will register as a Hodah, if you believe in the Rabbanan Shita that Edom Zoman is a Mammon. If you happen to hold it could be a Kiva, Edom Zoman is a Knas, then Mammon is a Knas Potter. So according to Tosfos Rid, the Gemara reads like a charm. I know exactly why the Gemara makes it depend on the Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan, because the second testimony, the second Edus of the Edom, is not going to be disqualified out of Kev Shehigid, because we're not talking of Klapei the Nidon, we're talking of Klapei the Edom themselves. The only issue whether or not Beis Din will accept it is if you really believe Edom Zoman is Knas, then it's not going to fly because Medvei Knas Potter, which is exactly what the Gemara says. Depends on Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan. So we have a fourth beer in the Sugya, and the Maila of the Tosfos Rid Pshat is that there's no need to move it into a second Beis Din. The reason why probably nobody else said that Pshat is because everybody else probably thought once it's Kevin Shehigid Shuvah Dechayz Magid, that means Beis Din doesn't listen. And if Beis Din doesn't listen vis-a-vis the Nidon, they're not listening vis-a-vis the Edom either. And therefore, even according to the Rabbanon, it's not going to work. So again, a fourth possibility in the Sugya. So basically, in terms of this part of the Sugya, in terms of understanding of a comment of, hey, we finished. We have Rashi, three different possibilities in Rashi. We have the Tosfos Rid, three possibilities in Rashi. One was the Tosfos Shans, Rabbeinu Peretz, and one was the Tosfos Rid. We have five different Biurim in this Sugya. Have we moved to another Beis Din? According to Rashi, yes, one of three reasons. Are we staying in the same Beis Din? Either Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz's reason or the Tosfos Rid's reason why we're sticking to our guns and staying in the same Beis Din. But Rabbi said there was something else that was Nezeya from this Sugya, very, very important Sugya, which goes way beyond the details above a comment of Hay. And that was an issue that the Ketos brought up that we spent so much time on yesterday. Yeah.
So just to go back on the Tosfos Rid, so Rabbi answered that the first Eidus is going on the Nidon and the second Eidus is going on himself.
Right.
But
I mean, the Beis is not listening Klape the Nidon. The guy's being Neyed Legabe the Nidon. He's trying to get the Nidon off the hook, but Beis doesn't register that, but they do register the vis-a-vis himself.
But why wouldn't Kevin Shehigid just be on the general context?
So that's the other Rishonim himself. The Rishonim say, once you gave an Eidus already, any words out of your mouth about this case is bottled. So the Ketzayis came up with a big, big breakthrough in the Sugya that not everyone was convinced about. And the Ketzayis said that the entire parsha of Meidah B'Knas, Bein L'Hokol Bein L'Achmir, everything revolves around the Beis Din that the Hodor was set in, or the Eidus was set in. Once you switch Beis Dins, then the clock starts ticking again. Right? That was the breakthrough of the Ketzayis. Therefore, the Ketzayis said that any Eidus in Beis Din 1 does not impact has zero impact in Beis Din 2. Beis Din 2 starts the clock over again. Comes the Ktzos and says, just as any Eidus in Beis Din 1 doesn't have any impact in Beis Din 2, what if we reverse a little bit? What if there's a Hodah in Beis Din 1? A guy is in Mode in the first Beis Din. He comes forward and he says, I'm Mode in Tevech HaMeicha. And Beis Din 1 registered it as a Hodah. And now what halacha kicks in? If it's registered as a Hodah, so that we apply the rule of, we close the case, Mode B'Knas V'Chai Kachwa, the way that we possibly grab is going to be Potter. We close the case. So from Beis Din 1's vantage point, this case will never be reopened. No double jeopardy in this case. Over, done, finished. What happens? The other fellow goes to a second Beis Din. He jumps ship in the road, goes across the state lines, he runs into the New Jersey courts. He's out of the New York courts. He's in a second set of second Beis Din now. And he starts the case over again, and this time he's smarter and quicker. What does he do? He brings what? What does he do? He brings Eidim first, before the other guy gets a chance to open up his mouth. What do you think about that? Do you think this is a Modu B'Knas V'Chachabo Eidim Potter? Or do you think, no, what happened, happened. History started over again, and now we have Eidus, and now I get Michayev. So comes Ikhtos and says, B'Feirish, according to me, says Ikhtos, just because there was a Hodah on the first Beis Din, that doesn't impact on the second Beis Din. Says Ikhtos to Shitosoi. The same way that the Eidus in the first Beis Din didn't prevent the Hodah on the second Beis Din, so too the Hodah on the first Beis Din isn't going to prevent the one in the second Beis Din, and an Eidus in the second Beis Din. Each Beis Din on their own narrative, each Beis Din in their own world. And therefore the Tzai writes a Chiddush Ladina, on a level of their Isa, just because a person was made in Beis Din 1 doesn't mean he has to get out of jail free card for the rest of his life. It just means he's got to get out of Knas free card in this Beis Din. But he ends up getting schlepped through another Beis Din, so then the clock starts ticking over again. That's the place's big breakthrough.
So what is this guy that's Moda? He's got to go to every single court and be Moda in each one to be.
He's got to hope and pray that the other guy's not going to go run after and go find him. So, you're living in a world where people travel a lot. Most people didn't travel too much in the old days. So he had one court in town. So how many Beis Din am I going to go to?
So this case wouldn't be something that would actually come on.
You want to actuality I can never tell you anything about. Theoretically, I can talk about it. Okay?
Would they be able to chayef multiple times? If they went five different...
No, you can't be chayef for the same... No, a guy was tevech one time, you can't be chayef multiple times for the same... That's for sure not.
You can be potter multiple times?
Well, you can have... Well, paskin potter, then I'll take him to another basin. If the nidon is always one step ahead of the other guy's eidim, so then he can become potter in each Beis Din. He'll walk around with multiple cards. Wherever state he finds himself, he'll bring in a get out of jail free card. Hope the other guy doesn't take him somewhere else.
So is that a specific kiddush in mode of past potter, or is that in general when someone's potter from something?
Well, that's a general question, because you redo a din Torah. So generally speaking, you can't, once there's a psak din of a Beis Din, you can't redo a din Torah unless you can prove that the original psak was betelos. That's a whole other sugya in the second Sanhedrin. Here we're not proving there was a telos. There's not a redoing a din Torah, because the din Torah never really didn't really amounted to anything. We just gave him Torah and said, what do we can ask potter, and it's over. So the Ktsos is going to get breakthrough. It's based on this that the Ktsos explained the difficult Gemara. I think I put it in the Mamakom, the sugya in Meruba about Gona Mishnei Shutfin, right?
Yeah.
Okay, very, very confusing. I'm going to figure out the case.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So comes the Gemara in Perek Merubah with the following Shaila. Fascinating Shaila. You want to know where the actuality? Come on, these things don't really happen. See if we can get everybody on board here. Okay? We got Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven and Shimon own a what? Easy for me to draw a set. Okay? So Reuben and Shimon own the set b'shutfus, right? They bought the sheep b'shutfus. Levi comes and he grabs the set. He's going to the set. He's tevech the set. Meichel the set, whatever he does to the set. Okay? And Reuben and Shimon come huffing and puffing into Beis Din. We're trying to figure out that they take this guy to Din Torah. And Levi looks at them and he says as follows. He says, you, Reuben, a maida to you that what?
That I stole
and I shechted Yisrael. A maida. He looks at Shimon and he says, I'm not maida to you. Now we're not sure what those words mean exactly. Okay? A maida to you, Reuben, that I owe you X amount of money for Tavach HaMachar. Okay? So Reuben is furious because he just got a hodah before he got his edim in. And now what? What? So now he's a maida b'knas. It's done. So what happens? Shimon, outsmartingly, Shimon says, hey, wait a second. I never got a hodah out of this guy. Because he looked at me in the face and he stuck his tongue out of me. He never was maida to me. So for me, the din Torah is still alive and well. So I'm going to go bring what? I'm going to go bring edim. And lo and behold, that's what Shimon does. Shimon goes out and brings edim that Levi owes him, Chamisha Bachar. Right? So it sounds like Shimon's got a good case. He never got a hodah out of Levi. So Levi is still, the case is still pending with Shimon, and he has a good claim against Levi. There's also just a technical problem. What's the technical problem? The Torah says Chamisha Bachar, v'lo Chamisha wa? Chetzoy Bachar. So maybe, nothing to do with Maid B'Knas, nothing to do with Aid, nothing to do with anything. Maybe there's some kind of a quirk, a technical glitch in the Chiv of Dal Vahey that has to be a full Dal Vahey. It can't be a half Dal Vahey. Now, since Shimon is only a half owner of this animal, he's not going to get the full Dal Vahey. He's going to get half of Dal Vahey, 2.5 times or whatever. He's going to get half of Dal Vahey. So the Gemara is not sure on the sugi Merubah is the sugi about Dal Vahey. Is there a cost of Chamisha Bakar, or Chamisha Chatzai Bakar? Or no, do we say Chamisha Bakar, or Filu Chamisha Chatzai Bakar? So a long, 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 long Gemara, and Shaila is back and forth, finished. So comes the Ktzais and says, I don't understand the case. I just want the details of the case. Says the Ktzais. I don't understand. When Levi was Maida to Reuven, what do you mean he was not Maida to Shimon? What do those words mean, he was not Moida to Shimon? What do those words, I don't know what those words mean. When he was molded to Reuven, if the animal belongs to both of them, so he was molded to Shimon also. So of course he was Moida to Shimon. What does the Gemara mean? There's a piece missing in the Gemara. What's the piece missing, says the Ktzos? This case is now moving what? What's the Ktzos esteem and all above a comma? It's moving where? Moving courts. It's moving basins. And now Shimon is reopening the case against Levi. And Shimon's able to grab Edom in before Levi opens up his mouth again with the Hodah. And Shimon beat Levi to the punch. I give out, but there was a Hodah already. Wasn't there a Hodah? What's the answer? Where was that Hodah? It was in the first basin. There's the Ktzos speaking, there's a line drawn. Once you exit Basin 1 and enter into the jurisdiction of Basin 2, whatever happened before is done, is history. So Reuven is out the line. He's not even coming anymore. He's finished. He's angry. He's done. But Shimon is reinstituting the case, but he's only reinstituting how much of a Chamisha Bakar? Only Chassi, which is exactly the Shah of the Gemara. So the Ktzos said the only way to make sense of this case, because otherwise, wasn't there a Hodor built into Shimon? So comes the Ktzos and says, Hokalai Eskinan, we moved it to a second basin, along the lines of reasoning that we've been suggesting. So the Ktzos says it's my Shtikl Torah that fits beautifully, that makes us enables us to understand what's playing out in this sugya. That's what the Ktzos says. He quotes from his brother, the 14th of the Mamakimus, that he had an argument with his brother about this very Nakuda. The Achi Arava Muflug, a Truma Sakri, Taba Bozel, the Rabach, the Mabakak Shakov of Mazen Achim, came to the Haida Vifta Bekaba, Otto Haida Beknas, Bodo, Karelis, Ne Bazen, Chakak Toba Bazen Achim, Yachayov, Zelo Mishma, this is the brother of the Ktai speaking. Would anybody ever say such a Svara that once you're mowed in one day, then you have to then go ahead and be mowed in every subsequent day? That's crazy. Came to Haida Haida. And what does the Ktzai say? Well, his brother's not right. He says, right, that's right. Each and every basin for themselves. So comes the Tosfos Rid. Comes the Tosfos Rid and never would say this pshat. In a million years would never say this pshat. Why? The Tosfos Rid was the last person who believed in what? In moving from one base to the next. The Tosfos Rid never heard of such a thing. That was the Ketzos' innovation. That was Rashi's innovation. The Ketzos' Rid would never say such a thing. So comes the Tosfos Rid and says, so what is pshat in that Gemara in Meruba? So he makes reference to this in Afkov Ches in a different sugya, where he writes in the 15th of the Ma'amar Kamos, in the end of the second line, Meruba Gabi Gun of Shoshal Shle Shutfin, Vahoytel Niachel Eino Tzarech, Shebevadai Behodos HaShutaf Lo Niftabi HaShutaf HaAcher HaChiyo Degam Lo Vim Kof Lo Behevi Elevei Vim Chayvet Elab V'Chamish V'Chafo. What does the Tosfos Rid say? That what was the premise of the Tosfos Kasha in the Sugya? Isn't the Hodor to Reuven automatically a what? Hodor to what? To Shimon, what's the answer? No, it's not. I'm looking Reuven in the face and I'm saying I'm Moideh. I'm looking Shimon in the face and I'm not Moideh. I don't even think Shimon you belong here. I don't even think you are the Shutaf here. I'm not being Moideh. I don't owe you a penny. I owe Reuven money. I don't owe you money. So the Ketzos was so bothered that isn't an obvious Hodor to Reuven, the Hodor to Reuven Kolel, Hodor to Shimon? And therefore what's the Gemara talking about Edom coming? It's over. It's a done deal. So therefore, the Tzitzis had to move it to a second base and start the clock over again. The Tzitzis Rid in the Hayim Bevakam Lashitah, so I can't say that. Because the Tzitzis Rid, who never believed in this model of the Tzitzis of moving to multiple, but they did him, who held that one base in, that's the size, it's all about the dinim in the world. According to Tzitzis Rid, there's a different Nakuda going on in that Sugya later on. The Sugya Meruba is not assuming that Hodor to Reuven is Hodor to Shimon per se. You could split between the two Shutfin. And therefore the Gemara is, Amakom Yom Yishol, the Gemara is easy, there's no need to superimpose a second base. So Rabbi Sai, fundamentally back to Babakam of the family in Aleph, we have Rabbi Akiva's grandiose statement of Edom Zoman, Edom Shalman, Api Atzman, because it's a Knas. We're having a lot of trouble trying to figure out, well, how do you this square off with the fact that the Gemara says later in Meruba, once Edom come, it's a done deal, there is no Hodor anymore. So either the Rashi's model that we moved it to the second Bezin for one of three possible reasons, or we kept it in the same Bezin like the Tosfos Shas that says Rabbein Peretz, or we kept it in the same Bezin revamping the case like the Tosfos Rid. That machloik is the five different ways of how to reap Shana Dafeh is going to impact later on also. Do we view each Bezdin in terms of Hodor as a separate entity, or we view it as one big Bezdin for the entire world? There's just one small Nakuda left in the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. We spent 99% of the Sugya analyzing Rabbi Akiva Shita. We spent almost no time talking about the Rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan say Edom Zomer is not a Knas? Rabbi Akiva is right. What was the Svar? What compelled Rabbi Akiva to say Edom Zomer is a Knas? What was the Svar by saying? What does Knas generally mean? You're paying more than what? More than you damaged. So you didn't damage anything. Lost the mice. You didn't accomplish anything. And you're still paying a Knas. You're still getting punished. So why do you think the Rabbanan disagree with that?
He's saying you caused damage.
No, I didn't cause anything.
You made him chayav to pay.
But he hasn't paid yet.
You made him chayav to.
But he hasn't paid yet. What?
Not
I don't know if Katsu is going to make a difference.
Emotional damage.
Emotional, psychological damage. That sounds like from 2018. Zokcha Vachanan, a little more lumbus than that. Kamzu Vachanan says, you know why according to the Rabbanan, it's Mammon? Catch this one. It's part of, what's the magic words? Kashas Mammon. You try to make him pay Mammon. You were made that Reuven broke Shimon's window, which would have been the chiv of Mammon. The din of Kasha Zomam, according to the Rabbanan, tells me that not just the kamos hatashlum, not just the amount, the quantity of what you're paying is Kasha Zomam, but catch this one, the eichos hatashlum is also Kasha Zomam. The nature, the very essence, the nature of the tashlumin, which is the moment of the tashlumin, that all subsumes of the Kasha Zomam, that shoots back to the Edom. And the Edom are now viewed as being Chayev Mamon because they try to be Chayev Mamon. What if the Edom were made that Reuben's Chayev Kefel? Then Inochinami. It will take up your class. Maybe Inochinami. Who said that? But a case of Edus on a case of Mamon, that's where the Rabbanon part ways with Rabbi Akiva. And what would Rabbi Akiva respond back to the Rabbanon? Kashazom is a din on what? It's a din in kamos, in amount, in terms of figuring out what the onesh is going to be, in terms of how much onesh. Is it going to be $100 or $50? Is it going to be malchus or mitzah? But in terms of the echos, in terms of whether the nature of the onesh is going to take on the characteristics, what the nidon was supposed to get, as mammon versus kenas, that's not nichlo. That's not nichlo in the parish of kashazom. So it comes out according to Bukhan, and the machlokes should be keeping the Rabbanon. It's a very, very deep one. It's a very, very profound one. It's a machlokes about the very essence of Edom Zomimin. Just how much of Edom Zomimin really carries over. Is it just an issue of amount, in terms of type of punishment, or is it the very essence of the Hagdara of the onus proper is? So Kopan Rabbi Sari, like a seam on this sugya, we did not yet finish the Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Osha parts. We finished for the semester, Rechim and Rabbi Osha, hopefully Mitzvah Shem after the break. So we have a lot more to do in terms of Rechim and Rabbi Osha, a lot of other sugyas that are going to come up at Hemet Aleph, that are going to touch on numerous issues relating to Mazik. And then hopefully Mitzvah Shem, when we finished, I originally thought that we would finish before the break to the two dots. We would finish this and then we'd move on to Daftes after the break. That's not going to happen. So hopefully the first couple of sugyas will still be in Daftes, and then after that, soon after that, hopefully we'll move on to Daftes and we'll continue from Daftes to the days and onwards. Okay? Good. All right. Any other questions about our schedule? Tomorrow. Some guys wanted some little...